The views expressed on AM360 by the host, hostesses, or guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Sure Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific and personal medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the host or hostesses of AM360 or CWSC. We encourage you to consult an advisor for your specific circumstances.
You have listened to us over 500,000 times. American Muslim 360.
That's interesting.
Assalamu alaikum. This is American Muslim 360 radio broadcast.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين
American Muslim 360 is
too legit.
We will never quit. American Muslim 360, your number one Muslim radio station.
You can't touch this. You can't touch this.
Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 invites you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact corporate underwriting today at cwsconline@gmail.com. That's cwsconline@gmail.com. Or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world.
I'm an American Muslim, and I have the freedom to say just about whatever I want. And that's a great blessing for my personal intellect, and I hope for the group intellect. I have a free speech right, and I'm proud of that right. But let me ask you, just because I have the right to say a thing, does it mean it's right to say it? Citizenship has its responsibility. When we speak, we should speak our minds, but we can also speak from our hearts. And when we do both, maybe it will help us all become better communicators and more responsible citizens. Even when we disagree, we can still be agreeable. Let's use our free speech wisely, because our expression can help or hurt. A public service announcement from AM360 and CWSC.
Don't give up the faith. Keep your heart right like the mountain stand for eternity. And your light will shine for the world to see. Keep your heart right. Keep your heart right. La 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 la.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Martha Naila Abdullah, and I'm here for Care on Air, the Civil Rights Hour. Care on Air representative appears every other Wednesday. What we want to do here on American Muslim 360 broadcast, sharing with you about Care on Air. Now, there have been many conflicting presentations about CARE, the Council on American and Islamic Relations, from individuals in government, in mosques throughout the country, United States, and the reference of the word terrorism and jihadists and false representation. Well, let's look at CARE, Council on American Islamic Relations. And what does CARE, the organization, what is its written statement? The state of civil and human rights in the United States. Now, that brings out the sentiment of anyone who has ever been, whose rights have been infringed upon. We know that to be the case with many people who have traveled to America, and we're just going to speak on America, the United States of America. Individuals who have traveled to America through various means, and we'll keep it as broad as that. Through various means, individuals have become residents of the United States of America. So in the process of civil rights, constitutionally, the civil rights, the rights of individuals who become citizens of the United States, have responsibilities as citizens. Children growing, being born and growing up and being considered citizens of the United States, regardless of what countries their families migrated from or whatever means of entering the United States that was used. The children born on the soil of the United States of America have been considered citizens. So the civil rights, though, the infringement of the rights is an infringement of any human rights. And this is what is prefaced here on the CARE Council on American and Islamic Relations. Keeping that in mind, civil and human rights. As we read the introduction, and we'll go straight to the safety, the second paragraph of the introduction. The safety, rights, and opportunities of Americans residing in the United States are largely dependent on race, faith, and socioeconomic status. As a nation comprised of diverse racial, ethnic, and religious communities, we all inhabit the same space, but do not share the same experience. This hearing, and I'll step away from that because there's a specific hearing that CARE took under and began to work in behalf of those who were killed recently in the recent 10-year span here on the streets in the United States of America and whose rights were outrightly abused. And so that this particular statement comes from that. And I'll go to one instance where they wrote CARE, that is. Since September 11th, the FBI has made preventing the next act of terrorism its top priority. And out of this $8.2 billion yearly budget, $3.3 billion is spent on counterterrorism operations. During the last decade, and I mentioned the 10 years, the FBI has built a network of 15,000 registered informants, many of whom are paid to infiltrate American Muslim communities. Now just think of that for a moment. Of the 508 federal terrorism prosecutions during this period, nearly half have involved the use of an informant, with sting operations resulting in the prosecution of 158 defendants, out of which 49 defendants were ensnared by an informant who led the plot. CARE acknowledges the value of FBI, the Federal Bureau of Investigators, sting operations in prosecuting individuals who would attempt to do our country harm. However, in recent years, a number of troubling details have emerged about some informant-led plots. According to Mother Jones magazine, all but three of the last decade's high-profile terror plots were informant-driven FBI stings that targeted suspects which had no actual ties to overseas terrorist groups like Al-Qaeda. As CARE, Council on American Islamic Relations, addressed in its written testimony submitted to the United States House Committee on Homeland Security on missed opportunities concerning the April 2013 Boston bombings. Recent details about some of these cases have CARE and many other Muslim community members, civil rights groups, and media questioning whether most of these FBI stings were geared toward preventing operational terrorists or were actually cases of financially motivated informants going to great lengths over long periods of time to radicalize and enable unlikely and at times mentally ill individuals to commit acts of scripted terrorism. We'll stop right there. This is Council on American Islamic Relations. We're going to take a pause for the cause, think on that, and we're going to share a little script on information, God willing, about we think about children and how children grow up and what children look forward to most, and that is usually pleasing their parents. But let's go to this pause, and we'll be right back. This is Council on American Islamic Relations on air, the Civil Rights Hour. We'll be right back.
On behalf of the Community-Wide Shura Conference, Board of Directors, the Mohammed Schools National Alumni Association, the Islam in America Movement, the Muslim Enterprise Institute, and all honorary co-chairs, you're invited to an unprecedented event for our Muslim and fellow faith communities. We're marking the 10th anniversary of the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, American Muslim 360, with a family, friends, and community cruise to beautiful Cozumel, departing from the famous Florida Gulf Coast of Tampa on March 5th, 2020, aboard the magnificent Carnival cruise ship Paradise. Welcome aboard the CWSC 2020 National Intelligentsia Interfaith Cruise to Cozumel, featuring Early Welcome to Tampa by local faith communities, and then it's Bon Voyage to Western Caribbean Cozumel, including daily congregational salat, halakha circles, and physical exercise, Juma at Sea, national symposium with panel discussion, call for and presentation of papers and awards, published authors circle celebrating the scholarship of our group intellect, and more groundbreaking intelligentsia presentations. meet and greet the American Muslim 360 Radio National Talk Show host. Join hands in the Neighborly Needs Community Service Project. And then attend the CWSC AM 360 Black Tie Gala and Award Ceremony, including recognition of all CWSC scholarship recipients. All of this in addition to enjoying everything the Paradise has to offer, including spas, 24-hour room service, shopping, shore excursions, movies, and activities for the whole family. Although we cruise in 2020, don't delay in reserving your cabin and sharing the cruise with family and friends. Call 1-800-327-5782. That's 1-800-327-5782. And mention Community-Wide Shura Conference booking number 6DLB36. That's 6, D as in David, L as in Larry, B as in Bobby, 36. Visit CWSC for more information. We look forward to celebrating with you aboard the Paradise in 2020. Together, we can remake the world.
It's a celebration. Let's celebrate. Come on now.
And we're back, and we have 404-500. Assalamu alaikum. Are you on mute? Please share. All right. Well, thank you for being right here with us. And as this is the Council on American and Islamic Relations on air, the Civil Rights Hour. Now, as we expressed before, we know we are all children, right? And as children, we have all been children, is what I want to say. We've all been children. So what did we do? How did we do? And how did the idea, well, let's just go to disciplining our children. Let's hear this point of view given, and let's think while we're listening. Think about children that grow to be adults and then get defined as terrorists.
There's a chapter in my book called Don't Let Your Children Do Anything That Makes You Dislike Them. And I'm pretty happy about this chapter, although I suspect it'll be rather controversial. And, you know, it's predicated first on the observation that many people hurt their children physically and psychologically. You know, because everyone gets sentimental about the relationship between parents and children, but that's especially in relationship to themselves, because they think, well, you know, of course I'm going to be a good parent. It's like, it's not so bloody obvious that you're going to be a good parent, you know. And so, and then what I see happening with people who don't know how to discipline their children is that the children run roughshod over them in their, let's call them, hierarchical disputes, because children push for position in hierarchy. And they do that behaviorally to sort of feel out the contours of the social structure. So, you know, your kid will act perfectly fine at home, let's say, at the dinner table. But then you take them to a stranger's dinner table and all of a sudden they act out. And you think, what's up with you, you little monster? And what's up is that they're trying to figure out what the power structure is in the new. They don't know this, of course, but they're acting this out. They're trying to figure out if the same rules apply in this new situation as apply in the old situation. And they can't ask that, and they don't even know that they are rules exactly. They're regularities that they've learned. And so they'll test and test, and then you have to show them that, yeah, it's the same here. It's the same in this situation. But lots of parents are very uneasy with disciplining their children, partly because they believe that if you give a child infinite freedom, that's best for them, and that constraints are inappropriate, which is really just, well, I don't know what to say about that, except it's so untrue that it's very difficult to think of anything that's more untrue than that. But also the thing is if you let your children take advantage of you, if you have an ounce of spine and an ounce of aggression, which you do, especially if you don't admit it, then you will take revenge on your children. You know, so if they have a temper tantrum in a grocery store and embarrass you, which a child who's canny can do quite effectively, you know, because you wouldn't let them have that pack of crayons or a chocolate bar. And then, you know, you tell yourself it's okay and that you still, you know, that really didn't make you that angry and it's okay, but you're fuming inside. And then you go home and half an hour later, maybe the child is doing some interesting little bit of work, maybe artwork or something, or does something good and comes up for a reward. It's like the probability that you're going to reward that child properly under those circumstances is zero. You're going to take the opportunity to take your revenge. And if you don't know that, then you're not much of a parent. And so part of the trick with kids is that if your child is doing something that makes you dislike them, that you have to figure out how to stop them from doing that and teach them how to do it properly. And you have to talk to your wife to make sure that you're not being too much of a monster, you know, and the same with her. But that discipline is partly what enables you to continue to like your child while you love them. And even more than that, you know, parents talk about fostering self-esteem and fostering creativity and all of that in their kids. And I think that's misbegotten. It's shallow for a variety of reasons. First, it's not that easy to foster creativity because it's rare, and self-esteem is a very badly defined concept, and mostly it's been used for harm, not good. What your job is as a parent is to help your child learn from between 2 years old and, say, 4 years old, how to act in the world so that when people encounter them, people smile and are happy they're around. Because then, you know, I've seen kids who behave badly, and everywhere they go, people wear false smiles, and everywhere they go, people are relieved when they leave. And that means you think about that world from the child's perspective. Everyone's lying, and everyone hates them. That's their world. And then if you have your child, you know, capable of adhering to minimal social requirements, like maybe being able to sit at the table in a civilized manner for an hour and being grateful for being fed, let's say, and knowing how to share and knowing how to pay attention to adults, and not having that, you know, that kind of terrible cynicism and arrogance that can develop even in a four-year-old child who's always had its way, then they'll interact with adults in a manner that bring out the best in the adults. And everywhere they go, everyone smiles at them and pats them on the head, and maybe even tells them useful and interesting things. And so the whole world opens up for them. And that's all a consequence of you having enough courage to admit to yourself that your child can do things that you don't like and that you will take it out on them if you don't straighten it out. And people don't like that idea because they think, well, I'd never do anything. You know, I love my child. I'd never do anything to hurt them. It's like, yeah, God, right. You know, you're so asleep if you think that there's almost no hope for you. You have to think, I'm way bigger than this child, and I'm way meaner, and I'm way trickier, and I'm way more unpredictable. And so I better be very careful in my relationships with this child so that the worst of me doesn't come out. And then that gives you enough intelligence to make a disciplinary framework that's minimal and enforce it properly and carefully.
Okay, so as we heard those comments, and those comments were by a presenter, and I can share his name in just a moment, but I want us to think about the children. And as he stated about children seeing the false impression of smiles and appeasing the children is a word that comes to my mind. And then growing up in communities where you're seeing in countries, in this country and in the States, and you're hearing the news now in this day and time, children are, they're hearing the news. They're hearing broadcasts in various media outlets, through various media outlets. And they're learning. They're looking at, and I'm speaking of the younger children, and I don't know how many of us have gone to the use of, you know, these intercity connecting transportation systems. you know, the buses or the railways or you know, where many people are congregating, moving about, you know, like ants moving about friskily. And sometimes children are watching and listening. They're watching the facial expressions. They're listening to the conversations. They're seeing how individuals point to billboards and speak about the social media connections and all of this. They're in this whole pool of information. So their perception of the adults who are to guard their mouths, who are to guard the their character, their personal self, but yet they're not guarding it many times. And the children are perceiving the best that they can, concluding that this is the way we are to be. So now, take that scene and place it into a scene of violation of human rights. Let's move the scene from the transportation process where many people are gathered together and moving about and doing their thing, whatever is important to them. Now go to the scenery of where a violation has occurred to the point that someone gets killed. Now what is the child to perceive? What is their thinking to be like? Where is the protection? Especially when they see it coming from adults. Whether the adult is a husband or a wife, murdering the wife, or organizations taking claim and doing things, violating the rights of others, whatever organization it is, you know, our communities have organization institutionalized processes going on where our rights get violated. So what are your comments in reference to that? Please come into the conversation here. 404-500, you're still with us. Do you care to make any comment? If you're on mute, please, by all means, join us in the conversation. All right. I'll close your mic and continue to be with us. And if you're listening to the 24-hour through by way of the 24-hour streaming, then please join us here in the studio at 515-605-9891. This is the Council on American Islamic Relations on air. That's CARE on air, the Civil Rights Hour. I'm Martha Naila Abdullah, your host for the in-between week for CARE on Air, the Civil Rights Hour. Next week, please join us as well, and you will be able to speak with the CARE host. All right? Now, we're going to go to the mission statement of CARE, and then we will share with you some adverse comments that have been made about CARE, and you think for a moment what your thoughts may be, all right? Now, CARE, the mission statement. This is from the CARE Observatory, if you want to look that up, all right? CARE Observatory, and it says about us, and it says, the mission statement, the Council on American Islamic Relations, CARE, describes itself as a nonprofit, grassroots membership organization devoted to promoting justice, mutual understanding, and empowerment on behalf of American Muslims. CARE has so successfully cultivated its image as America's largest Muslim civil rights organization, that despite a long history of ties to suspect groups in America and abroad, it is still seen as the indispensable representative of the American Muslim community by some mainstream media outlets. Now, the mainstream media outlets is what we're referring to that have referenced that CARE has ties to suspect groups in America and abroad. Continuing, this site documents many questionable actions on the part of CARE, but the unifying concept is that CARE is acting as a foreign agent. That's by the media. The Foreign Agents Registration Act requires any agent of a foreign principal, including any foreign states, political parties, corporations, non-governmental organizations, and individuals to register with the United States government as a foreign agent. Here we have compiled numerous examples of CARE taking money from foreign principals, having meetings with foreign principals, and attempting to influence United States policy on behalf of those foreign principals. An American entity engaged in such activities is required to register under Foreign Agents Registration Act. Indeed, thousands of American entities have registered under the Foreign Agents Registration Act and continue to do business legally. Says, but CARE has operated in its capacity since its founding in 1994. Now, this particular one, I'm reading here, and it says from CARE Observatory. So in reading the mission statement, it doesn't sound as though this is completely from CARE. This is the CARE Observatory. Okay, now I'm understanding. And thank you for permitting me to read that. But, of course, this is an observatory, which is in their estimation, CARE has failed to identify itself as with the Department of Justice and the American public as a foreign agent registration, following the Foreign Agent Registration Act. Now, the CARE representative has already identified who CARE is, but I did not go to the correct information for CARE's mission statement. But that will be a question we can ask CARE representative next week, God willing, as to how it stands in light of the media continuing to see it not as a foreign agent registered with the following the act, the FARA, F-A-R-A Act. It is a nonprofit organization, and it says CARE is America's largest Muslim civil liberties and advocacy organization. Its mission is to, now I'm reading from CARE, exactly. Its mission is to enhance the understanding of Islam, encourage dialogue, protect civil liberties, empower American Muslims, and build coalitions that promote justice and mutual understanding. That is CARE, everyone. We'll go now to a public service announcement. And we want your comments as your understanding of CARE. This is the in-between week. CARE is the representative here is every other Wednesday of the week. And be prepared to ask your questions. And if you want to submit a question, you can by sending a question for CARE at info@cwsc.us. And then the representative will give you also a direct email address that you can submit a question directly to the CARE On Air representative out of Georgia, Atlanta, Georgia. Please stay with us and we'll be right back. Okay, we do have a comment before we go to our pause. 504-451, assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum salam. Alhamdulillah. No, not. I just wanted you to call me up in the green room.
Allah. Okay. Alhamdulillah. All right. We'll be back. Right back, everyone. Please stay with us.
Okay.
My grandmother?
Nah. She was in the hospital. Yeah.
We don't run from challenges. We overcome any obstacle. We don't cower in the face of can't or too difficult. We find a way to make it happen through faith, work, and the power of the group internet. We don't seek results that are just ordinary, because a believer is supposed to be extraordinary. Who are we? We are the volunteers of the CWSC, ready, willing, and able to lend to the Creator a loan that will be added to and multiplied many times over. Think you have what it takes to be a CWSC volunteer? Then register with the NCNRD. Your talent, experience, and knowledge. Want to learn more? Visit CWSC.us. Look for the NCNRD today, and you too can help unleash and harness the power of the group intellect. And together, we can remake the world. This has been a public service announcement from Imam Abdul Hakim Abdullah, CEO of American Muslim 360 Radio, number one Islamic radio station in the nation. Assalamu alaikum.
And we're back to listening audience, and this is CARE on Air, the Civil Rights Hour, CARE being Council on American Islamic Relations. Again, the question is, what are your thoughts as we listen to a presenter present about disciplining children and how children's perceptions of adults, how they grow to, they want to please their parents, but they're testing the grounds of how the power structure and how they're to gain a little power in their early years, so to speak. They don't know that they're doing this, but the idea is, children are children, young minds, sponges, absorbing everything, hearing, seeing, and the feeling is being there for them to come to conclusions. So now we say, take that, those experiences that children go through, and place those children right into a time period where the abuse of civil rights take place. What are the children to perceive from that, and do those children grow up to be adults and find themselves wanting to defend the rights, because it's an honorable position for every human being? And that's what CARE, Council on American Islamic Relations, is about, is promoting justice and the mutual understanding. So as children grow up, when they know that there is an institution that is here to protect their rights, outwardly protect their rights, you have Civil Rights Act in the Constitution. But sometimes those rights get violated. And if there's not a watchful eye, such as, quote unquote, an organization dedicated to doing just that, even though that organization has been misconstrued or been misidentified for its purpose and its actions, and declaring that the organization giving information about the organization that is very erroneous. That in and of itself is intended to lose, to make the organization not have credibility. So we are thankful here, American Muslim 360 Broadcast and the Community-Wide Shura Conference, which is the parent body of American Muslim 360. We're thankful to have CARE, Council on American Islamic Relations, present here on air, presenting the Civil Rights Hour, sharing information, here to answer questions, and to be very open as to their mission and their vision. And whenever a situation arises, they have the skill sets to attend to it. You have attorneys, you have researchers, all dedicated to protecting the civil rights which are also the human rights, but outlined in a way that speaks to everyone, having the ability to receive protection, written in the manner of receiving protection, and then carried out as such. I am Martha Nightlow, your host here on American Muslim 360 broadcast for this day, the in-between week for Civil Rights Hour, the Care on Air, the Civil Rights Hour. And if you have any comments, press 1 on your phone. We'll bring you into the conversation if you have any comments. 504, do you want to make comments in reference to Care on Air, the Civil Rights Hour? Please share.
Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum to everybody. Praise be to Allah. You know, an environment that we in nowadays is so much protesting. I mean, when you look at people protesting, I mean, something has been done wrong with them. And being it's an outcry to the public like that, it's something that you can imagine, it's something of a political nature. So you have, when people know that they're not just out there, it will make them feel quite, you know, a lot better to know that somebody be on his side. Now, you have that situation out there going on in Hong Kong. You know, you actually have young people that just really, they're willing to die for their belief. So you'll find out that you probably have a lot of children that they'll be feeling the same way. You're going to have the one that say, I die for what I believe in. And then you have some of them that be up in there and it'd be kind of like lukewarm and what they're trying to do because they might have a certain fear about them. You see? But then you have the one, they're intelligent enough to seek aid and advice. So there'll be a little cautious as they out there protesting and not to put themselves in a serious harm where they'll be locked up or something like that, put in a jail. But we should thank Allah for care. Because many people, a lot of people might be still incarcerated from that movement, the civil rights movement, because a lot of people lost their lives. It was a thing on both sides, though, but if one of them clocked in on doing something that for their civil rights, they'll find out they'll be incarcerated. You see, so it's an ongoing struggle. But people, what it is, we have that global internet now, and people looking at that. And people have, believe me, they have people got things in their heart and their soul that they tired of. But if they don't have an outlet for it or outlet that they say that I can do this, you see, and I have that protection of the group or I contact the group, I contact CARE first and tell them what I plan to do. So CARE could stand at that point, CARE could say, hold on now, I understand how you feeling though, but. And then, you know, praise be to Allah, be able to get the legality of it before putting yourself, you know, being putting yourself out there. And then you have to call upon CARE to help assist you in that. So we should thank Allah for CARE. You know, so praise be to Allah. The youth nowadays, when you look, you have a baby about 7 years old. This is some article I'm just saying it. And you break down the age group. And when you talk and communicate with the 7 years old, you should kind of like mellow out, get on the basis with them so they can feel comfortable. And so I'm gonna start right there in that middle of it, right? So we'll get to the age of the teenagers. Once they're hitting 14 and well, no, maybe 12, and they feel themselves as being adults. So when we talk to them, we should talk to them as adults. And tell them about these situations that are out in the street right now and find out how they feel about it. You see? Now, if, and we'll do our best to let them know about carrying out a situation and what you'll do as their parent. Or it could be just a friend talking to another friend. But the bottom line, nobody want to feel helpless. So the real key of it is that we trust Allah. We stay in the company of those that are striving to be real good servant of God. And then we go ahead on and we have a collective mind going on. It's kind of like in mutual consultation. The many times that they need mutual consultation. We should thank Allah for that. That also. And so, but we have to listen. We really have to learn to listen. And then we can go ahead on and put something together. But if they talking, and in our soul and our heart, you know, already counts out much of what they're going to say, and we just sitting there waiting for them to say something, or either be a come in and say something. And a young person, if you look at it, say, man, I didn't even know, give me an answer what I was talking about. But so by my ear, yeah, he ain't listening to me. I'll be heard when he finished. So we have to have a genuine concern and love for humanity as a whole. Let me share something that's real sensitive right now. And I was thinking about all these situations, right? And I said, Bilal, your sensitivity is cold. You know, I'm talking to you, look at me now. Because I have to do this. I see, your sensitivity is cool. You hear about people getting shy. You hear the people in Hong Kong and something like that. Did you do a dua for them? Did you actually think about them? I be thinking about my son. And I know he's a little thug and everything. He's in Atlanta. And I say, did you pray for, you make a dua for other people. Did you make one for Yakya? Did you make one for you? I got a 50-year-old son. Did you make a dua for Leongo? For Aisha? Although Aisha ain't a baby, but bottom line is that, did I do it? Sometimes we can get tied up and we don't know how to prioritize in a lot of different times as adults. So what it is, we really have to be correct. Speak the truth if you're against your own self. You have to look at that. And when you get a chance to say something like that, if it's just one person heard what I say, just one, Allah might bless that person to go ahead on and start doing what I'm just starting doing. I'm going to have to program myself off of being what? Insensitive. You see? So praise be to Allah. I think what it is, because of what I do, that I just find myself, I'll be praying to Allah, and then the next thing I know, I'm just writing. And I don't really have to think about it. It's just like I'm writing, and the word just coming on. Then when I look at it, I say, wow, Allah, like Bob. But the same thing goes for that too. Am I sensitive to the matter? You see, so many times I've been sensitivity could be off. So I thank Allah for American Muslim 360. And Sister Nala, what's your take on what I say? Crazy, Nala.
Oh, well, yes. I have an audio that I'm going to share in reference to what you're sharing. And yes, I do, and I'll go right to the part about sensitivity. I do know that we overlook sometimes the simplest situation. And it has been noted that things can happen so often enough that it becomes a normal. It becomes a normal situation for us, and it becomes a culture, meaning that it has set in, it has grown legs, head, tail, legs, everything, and it has rooted itself into our daily routine of seeing it happen, such as an auto accident occurs, and we get so used to it. So do we stop and assess? Is everyone, we stop what we call rubbernecking to see what's going on, but we're not doing it for the sake of getting out of our car to see if we can help. Especially, you know, if help is already there. Of course, that's understandable.
Yeah.
But seeing an animal hit, do we stop to remove it from the roadway? To properly just get it disposed of? Do we stop and call for assistance somewhere from the health, you know, department or someone, whoever, the police department, whoever comes and take care of that.
Right.
And simple things like that, definitely a higher sense of people in our family, like you say, praying for them, asking Almighty God that I pray that that is a daily thing for us that, you know, I generalize it. And you know, sometimes I call names, but sometimes I don't. I do it in a general way, you know, protect my family, my mother, my father, my sisters, my brothers, my nieces, my nephews. I don't do the name, but specifically I'm thinking of them in that way. So alhamdulillah. Let me share a public service announcement and then come right to this last part of an audio that we want to share. Is that all right with you?
Well, alhamdulillah, I'm online. Let me see.
All right.
Alhamdulillah. I don't know.
All right. We'll be right back. Thank you. Definitely about the children, too. That's why I want to share this piece about the children and their perception of things, how it can be. We'll be right back, everyone. Please stay with us as we play this public service announcement. I just lost my connection there. Oh, one moment. You're listening to American Muslim 360 broadcast, and this is CARE on Air, Council on American Islamic Relations. I am Martha Naila Epnina, and your host for the in-between week for CARE on Air. We'll be right back.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Dr. Aisha Kareem, CEO Emeritus for American Muslim 360 Radio. And I want to talk to you about something that strikes at the very heart of our family and community life. It's something that can stay hidden in homes and in communities for years, regardless of our faith, our religion, or our socioeconomic status. I want to talk to you about domestic abuse, violence against women in general, as well as the broader underlying issue of respect for women that the Me Too movement addresses and that helped us to see an even deeper and systemic long-standing disrespect of women at many levels of our society, from the stockroom to the boardroom. To see real change, though, is to help move these injustices out of the dark and into the light. For that, we're going to need you and me, or a We Too movement in which we say no more. We must also be willing to admit that the problem can exist even in your or my community. So talk to your imam and other counselors. Hold the workshops in your community. Invite in experts to learn more and talk about it in individual conversations. We want respect for our mothers, wives, our daughters, our sisters, and for all of the women in our society. And that means equal protection and equal respect for our intellect, our work, and our total person. So, what are you willing to do? A public service message from the CWSC and AM 360.
Praise be to Almighty God. Dear listening audience, we thank you for being here with us on CARE on Air at the Council on American Islamic Relations, the Civil Rights Hour. What we're going to share now, we know that when disrespect is shown for women, then that is automatically involving children. Children who may not be from a particular woman, but children are growing up around us. So First, we're going to share with you, children are an inspiration, and then we'll go to children and CARE presenting to us children.
You have a magnificent affinity with children, a magnificent feeling you can see in your face when you deal with young people. Are these young people, is that your inspiration now?
Well, every human being young or old, is an inspiration to those who want solutions to problems, national and international. You can get a lot by listening carefully to what they say, sharing with them intimate feelings. But children, of course, I have not seen for 27 years. And when I came out, I had to pay more attention to them because, as you know, children are the most important asset in any country. Any country that does not care for its children is not worth to be called a country.
So,
a country that does not care for its children is not worthy of being called a country. That was the voice of our beloved Nelson Mandela, President Nelson Mandela. Honorable Nelson Mandela. May Allah be pleased with him and grant him a high station in paradise. Now we go to a presentation. You will hear a little music, and then you'll begin to hear some sounds, and then the voices. All right? Just to prepare your mind.
My name is Sophia. This is a bean. This is a slam. The cookie's falling apart.
What I want to be when I grow up? I'm not really sure. There's so many things I want to be.
I want to be in EMM for the message. My religion is Islam. We have to help the poor, and we have to give charity, and we have to help the needy.
No, I'm not afraid of being Muslim sometimes. I know Allah, He knows best, and He'll make everything right.
Some of the people in my class, they don't respect that I'm Muslim.
It's hard for us to grow up just because how people discriminate against us and what they think we are because of what they see on the news.
The rise in Islamophobia in Florida has been unprecedented. Our youth are being targeted. Our sisters and daughters are being targeted. And it's time to act. Since the elections, things are going south, and this is starting to look like the Wild West.
Florida does have one of the largest hate groups.
Authorities say that Dustin Hughes confessed he wanted to frighten Muslims.
You guys want to come here and cause mayhem to America? Well, I'm going to cause mayhem to your religion.
It's been a very traumatic year for youth from the Muslim community. I don't know what it's like to grow up as a child where the president of the country I call home is saying that he wants to ban people of my religion from coming into this country. That has inspired me and the Care Florida team to work even harder to build confidence within our youth.
My own son had to ask, why is this administration so bent on treating people differently? Doesn't the Pledge of Allegiance say justice for all? And he's 6 years old.
I can't protect my son. I can't protect other children if I'm not engaged on the ground.
We have set up a temporary emergency shelter.
We are doing that with a very welcoming arms.
And I'm a plaintiff suing Donald Trump.
And we are working with law enforcement to find out exactly what happened.
We have a man rams into cars at a mosque before speeding off.
Hit that fence. Oh my God.
This is what kind of hatred that is causing problem all over the world.
Islam is not about one's faith just between him and the Lord. It's about the good deeds, the service that you provide to the community at large. CARE assists in many ways. They make sure that our civil liberties and civil rights are not violated. They do a lot of services behind the scenes.
Muslim kids in these schools bullied by their peers and their teachers because they are different. I am an ambassador since to say that you are gems.
Seeing the power that CARE has today, like, it's
tremendous.
What do we want?
Nothing!
When do we want it?
No!
Children are being impacted big time, especially in the later years. The drop off and pick up for the students, we used to do it out towards the parking lot. Now we have to bring them in towards the building so we can keep the students sheltered.
They don't feel safe. They don't feel welcome at school.
Two members of PAC testified to remove the portion of the snack in the ninth grade world history book.
They are the ones that are having the experience of change firsthand.
They face a lot of discrimination, so CARE provides hope for that.
It's very important for our youth to know that they have inherent value and they are not outsiders.
Whatever the tumbleweed brings in, we're kind of just used to rolling with it and figuring out a way around it, and I think that's what makes CARE Florida unique, is our grassroots.
As you can see, we are moving to secure the compound. One never understands or appreciate what these civil rights and civic groups are doing until you really need their help.
Yeah, this is me again. I have the f***ing bomb detonated in there right now, and I'm going to set it off pretty f***ing soon.
Once you're consumed with hatred, rationalization loses its significance. You are motivated just to do damage.
The man behind these explosive threats is now behind bars.
If you threaten our community, if you threaten our Islamic centers, you will be arrested.
You personally responded immediately and decisively. That's why I appreciate about the contribution that CARE has.
Some of the mosques that I was attending were previously bombed. So it kind of scared me and gave me this fear of, wow, why is this happening so frequently here? What can be done to help make a difference?
In Florida, we're in the top 5 in the nation where mosques have been either directly attacked or threatened to be attacked.
It was very, very scary to learn that a man was intentionally planning on killing women and children and unarmed individuals simply because he hates them.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to CARE Florida's Know Your Rights for Safety and Security training. By the end of tonight, you will know your rights to protect yourself, your family, and your mosque. The anti-Muslim rhetoric that has been happening across the country is translating into hate crimes against the Muslim community. We have delivered this training to over 100 mosques throughout the state. We have trained thousands of Muslims to get out of the victim mentality. I was born and raised in this country, and I have never been through a time that we're going through now. When I was a child, we didn't have all of this. You know, we're gonna keep pushing forward and holding tight to our American values, and you know, we'll push through.
I like being with them, kids being nice.
My dad works out here in Florida. He's a civil rights lawyer, and he helps Muslims around the world.
And it's critical that we continue to stand strong to challenge not just Islamophobia, but all forms of racism that targets all minorities and all people in this country.
At the time that the news of the family separation broke out, I was actually traveling, and I'll never forget a call I got just 2 days before I was returning home. My oldest son, Othman, called me, and he's crying. He says, "Baba, I miss you so much." I was heartbroken for the thousands of children who ripped away from their parents and who don't know when they're going to see their parents again.
Family means to me is everything. Without them, I don't know what I'd do.
I will try to find them.
So much of the work we do in the immigration department is about bringing families together.
Eso fue cuando intenté traer a mi hijo, a mi hijastro. Eso fue el año pasado. Solicité a CARE me ayudaran para efectos de ver cómo yo podía agilizar el proceso debido a la situación que estaba reinando en el país, en Venezuela. Que mi hijo, pues, en varias ocasiones había sido amenazado y apuntado con pistolas en la cabeza por ser atracado. Y bueno, y eso fue en noviembre que recibí la notificación de que el caso había sido aprobado para su aceleración. Bueno, quiero agradecer la presencia de CARE en todo este proceso porque llegó a feliz término para nosotros.
You don't have to be Muslim to come to CARE. 25% of all of our applicants are of different faiths.
I took this job because my daughter was subject to some bullying because she is a Muslim. As if I can't defend my family with my education, I don't really have a reason to be. That's why I'm here.
This is where we have to play our role in taking control of the situation. We have to show the children, if we don't take control of the situation, what it can turn into.
People have been banned from coming back to the country who live here, who belong here, who are part of the fabric of this nation.
I was born in Texas in 1987. In 2017, I was going to visit my family in Palestine. At the airport, they stopped me and they told me that you cannot leave. They put on a no-fly list. I was stuck in Jordan almost a month and a half.
What were you most afraid of?
Not to come back, which is, that's gonna destroy my life. CARE contacted me, and after two months, I got back safely to my home.
It's been more than a busy year. It's been a scary year. I don't see things changing without people getting to the ballot box. That's a simple fact of life. But in the meantime, we have enormous work to do.
Where there is hate, there's always an opportunity to turn that around. And that's what our vision and mission here at CARE Florida is to enhance an understanding of Islam.
Our faith, when properly practiced to our example, has a solution to these problems that this nation struggles with.
I think that the part that nobody really sees structurally is our effect on changing the way that others see us and expanding the visibility of American Muslims.
The value of our appearances in national media, in U.S. news, is $28.4 million. In international news, $13.4 million. A grand total of over $40 million in media appearances during 2017. That's truly a good return of investment for those brothers and sisters that support CARE Florida.
When I was growing up in Germany, we often wondered what our grandparents did when things got real in Germany, and I don't want my grandchildren to wonder what I did at this time in our history.
Kids are strong, and I do think even if they hold it back, they do see everything.
Come on, guys. Be up. Come on.
Being American isn't that easy. Is every day there are more Muslims being targeted.
I want to be like my dad one day.
No, I don't want to talk to Fox News.
Like, once I'm finished one thing, there's another thing. My God, it's very stressful.
So alhamdulillah, this is why we put in the effort that we put in, really, to make sure that our children can grow up without feeling like second-class citizens, without feeling intimidated, without feeling discriminated against because of their faith. And not only that, but where they can actually show our country the beauty of our faith and what we have to offer, how we can be defenders of justice and compassion and human rights for all humanity. And this is, they give us hope. I mean, I have no doubt that these young troublemakers will be the future troublemakers for Islamophobes in the future. That they will be the troublemakers for those who engage in discrimination in the future, that they will work their best to promote peace, tolerance, and understanding. Thank you for making our work possible. And God bless you.
You
troublemakers for the bad guys.
And that is the beauty, everyone. If you have a comment you'd like to share before we take our pause for the cause, please press 1 on your phone and we'll bring you into the conversation. And this is CARE on Air, Civil Rights Hour. And okay, 504-451. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Alhamdulillah. Now, I listen to the children talking, and I realized one thing also, growing up here in America and in the situation, coming out the fact that I was born in 1950. And Allah bless us during that time to have these organizations, Panther, CORE, maybe some other kinds of verse, but they were there to protect us. So Harriet Tubman and earlier than that, Harriet Tubman, Frederick Douglass, Sojourner Truth, and different other people, a lot of other people. They was on the battlefield, whether they were Muslim or not, that Allah had given us them as a protection for us and something to keep out in mind and work of the situation that we was going through. So we have to thank Allah for that, because Allah is all good. You know, and to be protected and talked about and our condition to help improve our condition, that has to be respected. We should love that of those leaders during that time. So we thank Allah for the fact that everyone that that stood up for us from the beginning of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and the reform he gave us. Because we'll never know how Allah intends to just raise the people up. Because Allah is all knowing and all wise. So we should give thanks and we should be grateful and very appreciative of our Creator. And then you'll find out you have a type of love for Allah that wipe away a lot of stuff from you. And the whole thing about that is that we have to learn also how to feel better about ourselves. You know, self-improvement is a key. But many times we have to make sure that we don't put ourselves in a screen because of the fact that we want to do so much. Do what you can do. What it say that when a Muslim comes to a situation, right, that the Muslims seek to perfect it. So whatever your other skill that Allah have given you, perfect that skill. Other things might come your way, you can give it some attention. But remember to affect that skill. I mean, grow that skill that Allah have given you. And you'll find out a lot of things will be coming your way in that field. And so that'll be your comfort zone. So what happens, you get to prioritize. How do you get to do all this? You pray to Allah for it. Very, very simple. Very simple. And you work towards it. You move out to that arena, and Allah just be giving it to you. You know, so, you know, what is the key? The key is the work. Work, faith. You know, belief, work, and faith. You see, so, so praise be to Allah. You know, even the wrong has a good place in our growth and our development. Even death have a good place in our growth and development. Once we understand it, and many times we have to just give up. You know, Liam, I don't see if I'm overweight right now, I don't see a sacrifice if I say something at the table, somebody give me a big steak. That ain't no sacrifice if I don't eat it. You see, what is the idea that I know is wrong for me and I'm not going to eat it, that's the key. So many times that we have in our own power to do something and to not to do something, we say praise be to Allah. You see, once you realize that, praise be to Allah, we'll really have it. Not saying we walk around all the time with a big smile on our face, but our soul will be at rest. You see, my thing is, don't get overzealous and lose your focus. The shaitan will come up in there and have you feeling like you ain't doing nothing. And all the time, you way stretched out there somewhere on something. Find your niche and get into it. And be thankful to Allah that you're Muslim. Striving to please Him. You know, and always say a word to the right. You get to the point you don't have to really start thinking about, I wonder if I say this, would it hurt somebody? When you talk love, people feel it. When you talk concern, people feel it. But it has to be the base should be love. And trusting Allah and the love that He had put in us. And be genuine with ourselves, and the people will listen. Not all, but many of them will listen. Because why? Because it's in their nature. So you talk to the nature, and you pray out loud that everything come out to be all right for them. You have to really know that you're under Allah's protection, and you're under His guidance. But accept the guidance. And go ahead on, and when you meet people, you know, your conduct is that you want of a helper. You want that improved. You want that able to make assessment of a situation. And what happened at that? You react in the best manner that you can. So praise be to Allah for that. I would love to be able to take a lot of the emotionalism out of me. Improve the sensitivity that should be a certain way, and not keep it all bottled inside of me, And then when I come out overly passionate. So praise be to Allah. So I'm going to have to get off the phone for a minute. My mother's calling me. Assalamu alaikum. I'll be right
back. Assalam and ameen to everything just noted. So we're going to share this, everyone. We'll be right back.
On the next episode of Community Buzz, we'll be sharing some of the events happening around the country and taking your calls, and we'll be sharing a major update on the 2020 CWSC AM360 National Intelligentsia Interfaith Cruise to Cozumel. Join us on Friday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, for another episode of Community Buzz, AM360's weekly magazine show, where we ask, have you heard? Every Friday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, only on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. Don't miss it. Assalamu alaikum.
This is Mukhtar Mohammed, Executive Director for the CWSC and host of the new weekly CWSC Building the Community Life Seminar. And I'm inviting you to join me Monday mornings right here on AM360.org for a discussion designed to help communities nationwide on operational issues such as resource identification and management, organization, group decision making, structure, transparency, accountability and responsibility, and a whole lot more. This weekly seminar will air at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We'll be inviting in periodically special guests and also inviting your comments live on air, as well as asking you to send in your comments via info@cwsc.us. You can tweet us at CWShura, Facebook us, or leave a listener comment on the CWSC comment line at 910-317-0297. Our principal seminar references will include Al-Quran, Hadith, the commentary of Imam Dr. Waraduddin Muhammad, may Allah grant him the paradise, and the CWSC website at cwsc.us, and the text along with his blog, Genesis of New American Leadership. I look forward to hosting the seminar and having our lively discussion. Join us this Monday coming at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Attorney Edward Ahmed Mitchell, Executive Director of the Georgia Chapter of the Council on American Islamic Relations and host of Care on Air, the Civil Rights Hour. I'd like to speak to you about something that strikes at the very heart of our family and community life. It's something that can stay hidden in homes and in communities for years, regardless of faith or religion or socioeconomic status. I want to talk to you about domestic abuse, violence against women in general, as well as the broader underlying issue of respect for women that the Me Too movement addresses and that helped us to see an even deeper and systemic, long-standing disrespect of women at many levels of our society, from the stockroom to the boardroom. To see real change, though, is to help move these injustices out of the dark and into the light. For that, we're going to need you and me, or a We Too movement, in which we say no more. We must also be willing to admit that the problem can exist even in your or my community. So talk to your imam and other counselors, hold workshops in your community, invite in experts to learn more, and talk about it in individual conversations. We want respect for our mothers, wives, daughters, sisters, and all the women in our society, and that means equal protection and equal respect for their intellect, their work, and their total person. So what are you willing to do? The public service message from the Community-Wide Share Conference and AM360.
Let's think to back when we started. We were two souls with one target. This was a course that we both charted. hand, we end broken hearted. Can faith pull us through? Don't know what I should do, but ask of you.
The line now, I swear, please hold the line now. Can't see what happened to us, just look how Shaitan will do us. Please, please, please hold the line now, I swear, please hold the line now. Just long enough so we can find out how we work things out. Work things out.
Now comes the time, time to mend fences, to remove the mask and stop pretending. Because now the whisperer's winning. And how could this be our ending? Can faith pull us through?
Please hold the line now. Can't see what happened to us, just look how Shaitan will do us. Please, please, please hold the line now, I swear, please hold the line now. Just long enough so we can find out how we work things out. Work things out.
Work things out. I know it seems so hard, it seems so hard. When others fall apart, they fall apart. They couldn't make it through, they could not make it through. But this I promise you, Allah rewards the sabirun, the sabirun.
You're listening to Care on Air, the Civil Rights Hour. And dear listening audience, we thank Almighty God, Allah, for your being here with us another week. Please plan to be with us next week, and please plan to be with us this evening at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Criminal Justice System and Prisoner Reform. That's at 7 p.m. with Imam Hananiah Shabazz and his co-host, Dr. Amina Ali. Following that at 8 p.m. will be Birth of Women, Dr. Amina Ali. And following her will be, again, the tag team co-host, Dr. Amina Ali and Imam Hananiah Shabazz, presenting Breaking the Habit. At all times, we welcome you to join us right here on American Muslim 360 broadcast. And now we're going to leave you with this information that is easy for you to connect with American Muslim 360, the Community-Wide Shura Conference. And if you have interest in any of the intelligentsia, please, by all means, listen to this information. And we thank you again. God's peace be with you. Don't go away.
Okay.
Assalamu alaikum. God's peace be with you. You're listening to American Muslim 360 Radio Network at am360.org on the dial. This is Mukhtar Muhammad, Executive Director for Community-Wide Shura Conference, CWSC, the parent corporation for American Muslim 360. And we welcome you to either our live programming or podcast, where we feature encore best of the best pre-recorded programming. We invite you to visit us at cwsc.us to view our live programming and podcast schedule and our calendar events. For either live or podcast programming, you can stream at am360.org or dial 701-719-4197. Again, that's 701-719-4197. Any hour of the day or night to enjoy 24-hour quality programming. For our live broadcasts, you can be part of the conversation in real time and share your opinion directly with the host or guest and audience. Just listen for call-in information during our live programming. We ask that you refrain from calling in while you're behind the wheel driving. Even if you're using a hands-free device, we want you to be safe. Once you've pulled over or arrived at your destination, we welcome you to call into our studio. When it comes to our podcasts, over the years we've produced thousands of episodes with timeless knowledge applicable to the human condition. And although an episode may have been produced in the distant or near past, the knowledge shared is just as vital now as it was when it was recorded live. But we have to update you with our latest contact information and on how you can become a friend of the station and CWSC and help keep us the place where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. So grab a pen and paper or your smartphone to take down some important information. If you want to leave us a listener comment, or maybe you've got a programming idea you'd like to share, and we hope you do, here's how. You can email us at info@cwsc.us. That's info@cwsc.us. You can also record a comment on our listener comment line at 910-317-0297. Again, that's 910-317-0297. And we may even share your comment on air. You can send us a message on our website, cwsc.us. We're also on Facebook. And we ask that you like our page. Just look for Community-Wide Shura Conference. Shura is spelled S-H-U-R-A-A. Again, S-H-U-R-A-A. That's Community-Wide Shura Conference. And share our Facebook page with your friends. Tweet us at CWShura. You can also find us on Google+ and the LinkedIn platforms. We also need your financial support, and it allows us to keep bringing you the quality programming you've come to depend on. And your support allows us to expand our intelligentsia services. To make your tax-deductible gift, look for the blue donate button at the top of our home pages at cwsc.us. Make a one-time contribution or become a recurring contributor and help us know we have your support each and every month. And of course, you can cancel at any time. If you want to mail in a contribution, make your check or money order payable to CWSC Inc. That's CWSC, INC. And send to Marina Village, M-A-R-I-N-A, Marina Village, 4905 34th Street South, number 185, St. Petersburg, Florida, 33711-4511. Again, that's Marina Village, spelled M-A-R-I-N-A, 4905 34th Street South, number 185, St. Petersburg, Florida, 33711-4511. Finally, you should know that our broadcasting center is part of a family of intelligentsia components, from scholarships and historical preservation programs to National Speakers Bureau, Think Tank, Volunteer Human Resource Network, and more. Unlike any other radio station, AM360.org encourages you to engage with the group intellect on any number of issues affecting society. And we offer you the opportunity to become engaged in working with the group intellect to help address the issues you feel passionate about. While you're at CWSC.us, look for MCNRD, That stands for the Model Communities National Resource Directory. It's a catalog of persons from around the country, just like you and me, who've listed their knowledge, their skills, and expertise, and are willing to help communities anywhere in the country. Plus, you get a chance to meet new believers and work on issues together frequently without leaving the comfort of your home. And it's all possible because of the MCNRD and the 21st century technology that Allah has blessed us with. So keep listening, and we hope you'll register in the MCNRD, because together we can remake the world. Assalamu alaikum.